Hi, is Mr. Chonga available to speak to, please?
Sorry?
Is Mr. Chonga available to speak to, please?
I think you've got a wrong number.
Is it Jimmy Chonga?
Ah, yes, right, okay.
Hi there, darling. My name's Billy. I'm calling today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for.
Carry on.
So my job today is just basically to take the case into the next stages and explain the procedure to you. Are you available to speak?
Yeah, carry on.
So in regards to yourself, can I just ask you, when I obviously addressed you as Jimmy Chonga today, is that not your name? Is that a nickname?
It's a nickname, yes. Jimmy Chonga, come on. Don't honestly think somebody's called that, do you?
I just wanted to make sure, of course, you can never be too sure. So can I ask you, obviously, is your first name, I'm assuming, is Jimmy, is that correct?
No, Michael.
So your first name's Michael?
Yes.
And your surname?
Keown. K-E-O-W-N.
K-E-O-W-N, no problem. And is this the best mobile number for you to line up to have a disconnect?
Yes.
Brilliant. And email address that we've been provided with on the system is nikki1@hotmail.co.uk. Is that the best email for you?
Yes.
Brilliant. Could I please also ask you for your date of birth, sir?
1-12-55.
Now, in regards to yourself, I just want to explain to you that we're not going to have you clutching at straws today hoping that you get compensation. You will be due back compensation as long as we can locate and approach all of the local authorities. So it's not the case where you do require evidence. We will do our very
best. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Could I please ask you, sir, for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please?
G32-6JQ.
And that address is Glencore Street in Glasgow, is that correct?
Yes.
What's the door number?
48.
Perfect, no problem. And could I also please ask you, in regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that, darling, that we should be aware of?
Not that I know of, and hopefully I won't have one.
Perfect. And also, just to let you know, in regards to the claim procedure, it would be wrong for us to give you any sort of direct value as each case is individually different. What we can make you aware of is that the average claim at the moment is averaging at 48,000, just so we can give you something to look forward to. But of course, you can be looking at quadruple that. It would just be wrong for us to give you anything higher. The case will also take a maximum of 12 months. It could be the case where it turns out to be a 6-week time frame. Again, we just have to tell you 12 months to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Perfect. Now, we also...
Oh, look at the fact, anything anybody gets is a bonus.
Well, in regards to that, like we say, at this moment in time, the most, it took one person to come forward and speak up, and the claim has just fell through because a lot of people have been impacted in various different ways. But you will realise that the places that we discussed and the people that was in these places, you'll have the same people mentioning them over and over again. So you speaking up, as well as everybody else speaking up, is helping each other's case. And that's why, because it's coming direct from the government, we won't settle for anything less, because no money's going to take away what you have had to deal with whatsoever. But if it is the only bit of justice we can get for you, we will make sure we go full steam ahead with that.
Fine.
Now, another thing that it would require from you, of course, I'd love for this never to be the case, but we do have to obviously just protect yourself just to be on the safe side. So whilst this claim is ongoing, if the worst was to happen to yourself, is there anybody within your circle or your family or even any children over the age of 18 that you would be happy for this payment to be released to?
My wife.
Your wife, perfect. Could I take her name, please, sir?
Nicola. Well, she'll kill you if you call her that. It's Nikki.
Nicola. Nicola. I'll put on there, prefers Nikki.
Yeah.
And also, what I'm going to do is I'll just pop your mobile number down for her for the meantime. Is that okay with yourself?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect, no problem. And in regards to that, could I please ask you, when you was placed within the care system, was it just you that was placed into care, or did you have...
No, it was actually me, and I think it was, as far as I can remember, my four brothers.
problem. Sorry to hear that. And what was the name of your brother's darling?
Unfortunately, they're all gone. I have one left, and he's got dementia at the moment, so he wouldn't remember what day it is.
This is just more basically. So, for an example, when we go to the Scottish redress, if we use the safe, we've got an account here for Michael Cowan, and we want to make sure we've got all files. The trust turn around and say, we've got 20 Michaels with the same surname. And then that's when we would turn around and say, this is his parents' names, and this is the area that he grew up in. Could I ask you what your parents was called, please?
My dad's name was Gerard. More commonly known as Gary.
Jerry.
Keown, obviously. Teresa.
Teresa, thank you for that. And can I ask you, do you know why you were placed into the care system, or is that not something that you were aware of?
I honestly don't. I was, I think 4 or 5 years old at the time. I know we all did. It was a home with nuns in it. I remember that much.
Do you know what area you was in or anything like that?
Rutherglen, as far as I'm led to believe.
In Lads?
No, guys, Glasgow. Yeah. Rutherglen in Glasgow.
Glasgow, no problem whatsoever. And in regards to that, let me just have a look on here for you. What was you grown up in the Glasgow area before you was placed into care?
I've loved Glasgow all my life.
Glasgow, no problem. That's where all my family's from. My nana's side was, and my granddad's side are all based in Glasgow. It's only my mum that was born down here, and the rest of the family's up in the Glasgow area.
My mum was Italian. My dad met her during the war.
Could I please ask you here, in regards to yourself, darling, is it just the one place where you were positioned throughout the care system, or was you placed in various places?
I honestly, I only remember the one. I don't know if there was others. I vaguely remember somewhere else, but where it was, I couldn't tell you if my life depended on it.
No problem. So the place that we are making a claim against today, is that the nunnery place in Glasgow?
Yes. And as far as I know, it was in Rutherglen. It was in Rutherglen.
Could you spell that for me, please?
R-U-T-H.
Yep.
E-R-G-L-E-N, I think. Rutherglen. That's an area of Glasgow.
So let me just have a look on here for you. I'm just going to have a look now if I can figure that out. Nice. Have a look on here for you. We'll have a big list of places anyway, so don't worry, we'll know which local authority. Does Captain House ring a bell to you?
The name rings a bell. Whether that's what I was in or not is a different matter. I have heard of that name.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to get that down on here for you. Get that on here for you. And that was in Rutherglen, wasn't it, darling?
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much for that information. Now, I understand it's a very hard topic of conversation, and you understand you was very young. Can I just ask you to give me a brief understanding of things that you do remember from your time in there? Did you ever have any reassurance or any empathy or anyone tell you that everything was going to be okay?
I remember one nun in particular. And her name, believe it or not, was Sister Teresa. And she walked about with a thimble in one finger and like a 12-inch wooden ruler in her hand. And if she didn't hit you in the head with a thimble, you know, just a tap, but a sore tap, if you know what I mean, with a thimble, a metal thimble, she'd slap you in the back of the legs with a ruler. You know, like flick it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I do remember.
Sorry to hear that. And of course, and like you said...
For a nun, what I'd like to call her is no polite. That's the two things I do remember.
Did you ever remember getting any sort of empathy in here at all, or any sort of reassurance that everything was going to be okay, or know that you felt safe?
Honestly, no. I hated the place. Me and my brothers hated the place. It was not a nice place to be. I mean, you think nuns in it would be lovely, or maybe a bit Christianity in it, but no. No, it wasn't. It was more, I'd say more of a torture chamber than anything else. Would be my recollection of it. No, just say it wasn't a nice place at all. It wasn't a nice place at all.
Can I ask you, as punishments or anything, I totally understand you was very young, so do not worry. I'm just asking these questions because I've obviously heard of places like...
No, fire away. So you're fine.
So could I just ask you, do you ever remember being locked in your bedroom as a punishment or being taken into the hallways and left there at night time as any punishment or any cupboards or anything?
I remember getting locked in a cupboard. I do remember getting locked in a cupboard. Because I'm going to say my favourite trick. I used to stand, lock my feet together, but how can I put it? My heels would stand on the side of my shoes, if that makes sense. And this big nun hated me for doing that, and that's why she locked me in the cupboard for doing it. I'm not telling you any more to stop it, so she locked me in the cupboard. And it wasn't just once.
I do need to ask the question, do you ever recall being sexually assaulted in any way, shape or form within this place, darling?
Sexually, no. No, I don't. I honestly don't remember sort of sexual-wise.
No problem. Of course, it was mentally abusing as well in there, most definitely, with you being so young and things like that.
Yes.
And physically as well. And can I...
I'll explain why, even to this day, I don't like enclosed spaces.
Don't like enclosed...
No.
Can I ask you, do you ever remember, say for an example, being dragged to the showers and putting any cold baths or showers, or the staff saying that they had to help you or assist you shower?
Yes. I remember getting put in a shower and also getting covered with cream of some description. For what, I have no idea.
Was that cream, did you say?
Cream. Like Nivea cream? I thought, wasn't Nivea cream, it was just cream. It was cream.
Yep.
I get covered in cream for, I don't know why. And well, not so much put in a shower as dragged into it.
Yeah. Do you ever remember getting picked on if any of the other children and they allowed that to happen or anything?
That was a sort of non-stop thing, to be honest. That much I do remember. As I said earlier, it was more of a torture chamber than a nunnery.
Did you ever remember getting provided education or anything, or was it the case where their schools was on their grounds and things like that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember.
But then again, I don't know if it's 4 or 5 years old. I might not have been old enough for that.
Don't worry whatsoever. Could I also ask you here, do you ever remember them allowing your family to visit you or anything like that?
I don't remember any of our family visits.
Don't worry. And did your brothers come here with you as well?
Yes. I said, it's 5 of us. It's me and my 4 brothers. The 5 of us were all there. I'll give you the names if you want them.
Can I take them names, please, just so I can make
sure?
Yeah. If we do locate your files, we can prove that you was within these places, because we can prove that with your brother.
The oldest brother was Franco.
Yep.
Then Jerry, or Gerard. It's actually Jared John, if you want to present his full name. He's the only one of my brothers that's still alive. Only just.
And you've got Gerard John. After that, who else is the darling?
Colin. And after that, Tino or Salvatore. Okay. Salvatore Michael Keown is his name.
Three, nine, seven, eight, child in here. Did they separate you, or did they allow you to stay together?
That I don't know. That I couldn't tell you. I don't remember that at all.
And also, can I ask you, of course, in here, do you remember going hungry at any time?
I think that was a constant thing, going hungry. Because you daren't ask for something to eat. Or you got the ruler or the thimble. I don't know why, but just for some strange reason, I remember the bad things, no good things. Because honestly, I don't remember any good things about it. I don't remember anything good about it.
It seems to me like it's a big money-making scheme, and it's not nice for me to say that, but when I speak to people over and over again, the reasons why they were taken off the parents to begin with and put in these situations is not fair whatsoever, and they was not given the correct curriculums in any way, shape or form. Now, the only reason I can think about that is people were just obviously the amount of money that they got to have children within the care systems back then, and they made it an ongoing thing. So if they treated you a certain way, you're going to rebel and act a certain way, where they have excuses then to keep you in the, under their care and keep it an ongoing cycle. Now, it is very unfortunate you have had to deal with this, and I am so, so sorry that this has been a thing. 70 years that you've had to keep that quiet and not speak to anybody about that. So let me just tell you now, I'm no therapist, but throughout this whole procedure, if there's anything I can do whatsoever to make your life a little bit easier or take things off your chest or anything like that, do not hesitate to drop me a message and we can have a quick conversation and I can let you know where your claim's up to through the whole process, darling, okay?
Thank you very much.
You do not like enclosed places, so I'm just going to get now on here an understanding of the impact it's had. So I'm just going to have here, this has obviously impacted your whole life. Not only that, it's impacted your siblings' life as well. And he does not like enclosed spaces and feels very claustrophobic. And most importantly, do you feel like you struggle to say trust in people?
Always. Always. It's like trusting the government that I've got now. Would you?
No, I totally agree with you. Not at all. Not at all.
No, you're very dubious about trusting people. You'd think as a kid, a nun's got to be the most trusted person that you could find. I found otherwise to that.
Have you struggled with things like thinking back to the times back then? Is it something that you don't like to think of? Do you block it out as much as you can?
You try to block it out. You try your best to block it out, but then there's just some days it just pops up. It just pops up. You've no thought about it in particular. It just literally just pops up. And you go back to, I would say back to square one, but you go, bloody hell, it's here again sort of thing. No, it never goes away. Unfortunately, it never goes away.
And you said earlier, if I am correct, darling, was it Gerald that's still alive at the moment?
Gerry, yes. Or Gerry John.
Gerald. Because I'm just making him aware that you're
Gerard.
Sorry, let me... Should have been,
we'll kill me if you call them Gerald.
I'm also just making it very, well, making them understand on here that with this ongoing at the moment, it's something that you've never been able to get any sort of justice for this, and neither of your siblings that have passed away. And I'm just going to get that down, that it has impacted you as well, that knowing fine well that you've never had anyone to speak out to or get any justice.
Yeah.
I haven't had any justice or being able to speak about. I'm so sorry about that, and I will make sure to...
No, it's not your problem. Don't apologise. It's not yours. You never done it.
No, I understand that, but it's, I mean, speaking and doing this kind of industry, this job, it's horrible, the things that people have been dealt with, and even still, like, just being a young child, being taken away from your parents back then, you should have been given some sort of reassurance and empathy to be told that everything's going to be okay, you're not worrying, and obviously all your siblings will be together, you should be living happily there, so you're not knowing any different because you're not at home, and unfortunately that wasn't the case, and like I say, it's unfortunate you have been treated this way, but I will make sure to go ahead and get this submitted off for you right away. Now, the way that everything does work, we do need to let you know, darling, that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes. That's just where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government. Now, you can also instruct an independent service. Now, we are no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, at the very end of the procedure, the legal team will take a maximum of 20% to cover the work that they've done. So for an example, if you got £150,000 back, they would take £20,000, and from that, you would then take £130,000.
And I would also love you forever after it.
Well, as long as you're happy with that, that's perfect. I just need to ask that question to make sure that I never see that. And
no,
also, fine. Like I say, what the next stage is from here, as soon as we get everything back from yourself, because I will require a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, ID is because we need to know it's you that's making the claim, and Scottish Redress won't respond without it. Proof of address needs to be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months for any check procedures. And I will also get you a link sent over just to state that you are happy for us to take it into the next stages. Now, once that's been returned from me, we should have an update of redress in about 7 days with your application number. As soon as we've got your application number, we'll go full steam ahead and we'll get your locations. Now, another thing that I would like to ask yourself, with you being a bit unsure of certain things and not sure where you would place and things like that, we will never just send this out of the blue, but we will always give you an option. I'm not sure if it's something you've ever thought about, but have you ever thought about having a copy of your own files back? Is that something that you would like? I can let the solicitor know that. If it's something you've not thought about, you don't need to jump into making me a decision right now. But if it is something you would like, I can get that jotted on the system for you right away.
It's something I've never thought about, to be honest.
I mean, you don't have to, but we've got all the time in the world. It's never going to go anywhere. So even if you don't want to think about it right now, whenever you're free, just let me know. And as soon as we've got your documents, so we've done our job with that and done as much as we possibly can in regards to getting you every penny back possible, that paperwork there is going to always be there for an option for yourself. So like I say, it's not something you have to jump into right away, but it will be an option that we will always provide for you, because there'll be some things that a lot of people are unaware of. But I also understand there's some things that people wouldn't want to know. So I totally respect that, and that's why we'd never just send it out of the blue. We'd always give you that opportunity, and if you wouldn't like it, then that's totally fine. That's understandable.
Well, that's my thinking. Do I really want to know? I don't know. I'm on the doorstep, obviously.
I totally understand your frustration there. I really, really do. So like I say, don't worry about it. I'll leave it blank just for now. And the solicitor, before you pay it out anyway, they'll always give you a call and just say, we've got your registered solicitor address. This is the amount you're going to be receiving, and this is going to be sent out in this format. And from that point onwards, they'll just double check. They'll say, would you like us to send another copy of it over for you? And then that way, you know, you've always got the decision there. But don't worry, it's not something that will be removed if we don't get an answer from you today. And it's not something that we will just send out of the blue either. We will always ask you before that, because we appreciate everyone is individually different.
Fine.
No problem. And in regards to that, so what I'm going to do, darling, is I'm just going to get the link sent over to you. It should come through to you on a text message, as a normal text message. Let me just get that on here for you. Sorry, my system's just being a bit slow. So in regards to yourself, Michael, will you just have a look for me if you've had a text message that's been sent over to your mobile number for me, please, darling? It would have come through to your email.
Need to then find it first.
It's not come through, I'll resend it sometimes.
Oh, email, that's different.
It'll come through to your email, and it'll also come through to you on a text message, so whatever's easier for you. What I'll do is I'll resend it now, see if it gives it a little push for you. So So I've just resent it. Might push the first one through to you. That comes through. If not, it might be because I'm on the phone to you, to be honest.
Yeah, nothing at all.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop the phone down and I'm going to explain to you what to do. Now, you will get a link that should come through to you about 2 minutes after I pop the phone down. It'll probably be the internet connection. And as soon as you click on that link, it will take you straight to a box. Now, the best way you can with your finger, just give it a squiggle for me. Make it look like signature if you can. If it doesn't, don't worry. It never really does. And then you press that big blue button next to it that says execute all documents. Now, as soon as that comes back through to us, you've agreed for us to take it into the next stages. And I will also need a picture of your ID and proof of address. Now, do you have WhatsApp at all, darling?
Yes.
Brilliant. So I'm also going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp now, just so you've got me there with all the details. So if you can send your ID and proof of address in that way, that would be fantastic. And if you don't get the document out to your text messages in the next 5 to 10 minutes, just bob me a message on WhatsApp and I'll get it sent over in a different format for you, darling. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, one last thing I'm going to do for you before I let you go. What I'm going to do for you before I let you go is I'm going to password protect your account. So if anyone calls you regarding this and they offer you any money up front, like £100 or £1,000, it will be an underpayment. And I don't want you to be tricked into that, confused on who you're dealing with. So I'm going to put a password on the account. And if anyone calls you and you are unsure on who you're speaking to, you just say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password, just pop the phone down on them. Now, because your partner likes to be called Nikki instead of Nicola, would you like me to pop the password as Nikki for you, like the email?
Yeah, that's fine.
So then that way it'd be hard for people to understand that. So we've got a password as Nikki. So if anybody does give you a call and they don't know the password as Nikki, just hang up the phone on them. I'm going to send you a WhatsApp message over now, so if you can please send over your ID and your proof of address to me, that would be fantastic. And I'm also going to resend the link over to you on a text message. I'm sorry, the link should come through to you on a text message within the next few minutes, darling, okay?
Yeah.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'll go ahead and I'll reassure you to do my very, very best to get you back the justice you deserve. My name's Billy, so all my details will be on the message. And if there's anything you need from me, you give me a call, darling, okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time today, and I look forward to speaking to you over the next few weeks, Michael. All right, darling.
You're welcome. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thank you.